You're listening to SBS News.
Melbourne mother of two, Jenny Mangan, says with two children in childcare, she's a big believer in vaccinations.
The first 6 months to year of childcare, it's just sick the whole time. So I think, again, it's good for them to get that exposure, but to protect them as much as possible so that they, you know, don't get seriously ill. They just get the normal germs.
Her son, three-year-old Jules, has already had the flu shot this year. But new research shows this family is bucking the trend. A national survey by advocacy group, the Immunisation Coalition, has found only 10% of Australians believe that children are part of the group that should get the flu jab. President of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, Dr. Harry Nespelin, says the figures are disturbing.
Getting the flu is more dangerous for the child than actually having the immunisation. The immunisation, other than a sore arm, in general is the most common side effect, is significantly less than having your child end up in hospital.
The survey showed about 39% of adults intend getting the flu jab this year, but the Coalition's Professor Robert Boy says children are the main super spreaders of illness and immunising them can benefit a whole family.
Children are like mini bioterrorists. They're snuffly, they don't wash their hands well, and they can pass it to their mum, to their dad, to fellow siblings and other members of the family.
He predicts this will be a moderate to severe flu season. The number of confirmed flu cases this year is already close to 30,000. That's more than double the cases at the end of April last year and nearly three times those in the same period in 2017. Doctors say vaccinations are the way to prevent another horror flu season. Official figures show that flu claimed the lives of 1,200 Australians in 2017. Professor Robert Boy says there's no reason not to vaccinate.
We've been developing flu immunisations for over 50 years. We know they're safe, we know they're well tolerated, we know they work. In fact, in children, they work even better. The child's immune system is so much stronger even than a 25-year-old adult. So they can respond in a better way so that they're better protected themselves.
While experts say increasing the immunisation rates of children could be the key to lessening the spread of the flu this season, doctors recommend everyone get the jab. Melbourne General Practitioner Dr. Yelena Radosavljevic says there's no cost for at-risk people.
It's free for children 6 months to 5 years. It's free from pregnant women. It's free for people with chronic illnesses. These illnesses could be anything from diabetes, asthma, or heart disease. Then it's free for people over 65.
Abby Dinham, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.